Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Rich Sirocco. Rich is a marketing consultant who uses seminars and other speaking engagements to grow his business. He has been making presentations for more than 20 years. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Rich.
Thank you, Karma. It's nice to be here.
Good. Well, just so that listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little bit about your journey to success in public speaking?
Sure. After getting 2 degrees in the computer industry, I decided that I wanted to do something else that's a little bit more right brain. And I started researching marketing and got very interested in it. That kind of brought me into the arena of discussing my principles of marketing, and that led to seminars and public speaking.
So do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something that you're born being able to do, and why do you feel that way?
That is a good question. I've actually heard that people would rather die than speak in public. So I guess it's probably something you're born with because it never has been a concern of mine.
Huh. Okay. So you just sort of fell into it and it's always been easy for you?
As far as I can remember, I mean, maybe it had to do with my high school debate team where, you know, I was really eating up the idea of extemporaneous speaking. That could be it, but I've heard this comment about public speaking being so difficult that people would rather die than do it, so I assume that it's a natural thing, I guess. I'm not aware of a way to learn it.
Okay. Now, imagine that you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpowers?
I think it's passion. I think that why I am successful is because I only speak about things that I'm very passionate about. And that passion creates an emotion that involves the audience and gets them excited about what I'm discussing with them and showing them. So I hear that a lot from people after the presentations.
You know, that seems to be probably one of the most popular superpowers. Just from all the people I've been talking to, I believe that it's pretty much the golden rule that if you're not interested in what you're talking about, you're probably not going to be very good at talking about it.
I imagine that being true.
Now, given that, what kind of advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop that particular superpower?
Well, I think it kind of follows that find something you're passionate about, jump in with both feet, and find a point of view, a perspective that you'd like to share with people. And if you get on the floor and you've got something to say that you feel strongly about, I think everybody turns into a superhero in that case.
Now, I know that a lot of people sometimes find it difficult to figure out what they're passionate about. Maybe if you shared how you discovered what you're passionate about, that would help other people discover their passions as well.
Sure. I was thinking along the lines of, boy, this computer industry is kind of boring. I enjoyed it because it's like puzzles. But I saw that it was walking down a road and taking the same step every day, and I wanted to do something that was a little bit more creative. I actually have a minor in painting and design, and so there's this creative seed in me, and marketing seemed like a reasonable approach. I was studying marketing systems for a business that I own, and marketing kind of turned me on. So I found a system. I got very involved. I studied it, I attended all of the educational offerings, and started presenting it to the public.
Now, when you're speaking about something that you're passionate about, what do you think are the hallmarks, the things that really tell an audience, yes, this person is really passionate about what they're talking about?
Well, I think it has to do with emotion. I know that from my marketing studying that emotions are what involve people. People make decisions emotionally. They only justify them rationally. So I can see a situation where you're standing in front of a group of people, your emotions are involving you, they can see that, they get involved, and I think they leave with a good experience that you want them to have whenever you're speaking.
So it's sort of like you can feel it bubbling up inside you.
Exactly. And maybe another word would be welling up. Is that energy or emotion kind of starts building and you just have to get this out? Because I know that I could become very animated. I guess emotional is the only word I can think of. I'm pointing to things. I'm running back and forth. I even walk around the room. I'm doing it to kind of burn off steam because I get so passionate. I can't get it out fast enough just through my mouth.
You know, I totally get that because I find that when I'm talking about topics that really excite me, my hands start flailing about.
It's especially true if you're Italian, like I am. So my hands are going all the time, so you could imagine.
Yeah, well, I think it's that Mediterranean thing because I'm half Spanish, so.
True.
I've been told I wouldn't be able to talk if someone tied my hands behind my back.
Yeah, I've been told the same thing.
Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today.
Well, you're welcome. It was a pleasure being here.
Good. Well, this is the end of this episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.